back to another edition of the PayCast. I'm your host, Michael Pagani, joined alongside Brandon Weekings defenseman, Trey Fouquet. Trey, welcome to the PayCast. Thank you again for coming on.
No problem.
How have you been doing recently? You know, you guys are 1-1 to start the season. Just tell me all about it.
It's been really good. Guys, coaches, trainers, everything's been really good. Been treating me really well. Our team's been looking really well, so kind of just waiting for some NHL guys to get back and kind of get our team kind of going all together.
Well, we saw Nate Danielson get drafted in the first round by Detroit last year. Once he gets back to Brandon, that's going to be a huge addition to the offense up front.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be like he's definitely one of our best forwards, and he creates a lot of offense for us, and we'd definitely be very excited for when he comes back.
And what's nice is, like, you know, Roger McQueen, who is going to headline all over this season. He's already off to a great start this year. You know, his impact is being, you know, noticed, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's definitely one of our power forwards that he's kind of younger, but he's definitely got a lot of potential. And I think he's going to be really good for us from the front end for sure.
Getting into you know, a bit of your story and just who you are, was there a player growing up who you wanted to model your game after?
I think kind of growing up, I think I really liked Erik Karlsson kind of growing up and watching him a lot. And then kind of, I guess, lately, I guess, Miro Heiskanen, I really like him and off Dallas. And then I like Gudas off Florida too, like that kind of big, strong D-man. I like doing that as well. So it's always good.
So do you kind of like try and mix and match with Karlsson, Heiskanen, and Gudas's play style?
Yeah, I do. Like, I like to, like, I feel like I'm kind of 2-way D-man. Like, I'm a little bit more defensive, I guess I would say. Like, I like killing penalties and stuff, but I can also shoot the puck if I need. And then I like playing the body, so it's pretty sweet.
How about Erik Karlsson? He's off to Pittsburgh now. That's actually kind of cool. I'm looking forward to that for the NHL.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be pretty sweet with Letang, Karlsson. They're going to be pretty – a lot of skill back there.
Who influenced you to get into hockey?
I think just my parents, I think. Always kind of shown interest in it as a young age. And I guess as I got older, I just kind of kept building and practicing and working on it and everything like that. So now I'm here. So
you're from Warman, which is just outside Saskatoon. Were you a Blades fan growing up?
I was, yeah. Like, growing up, I used to always go watch Blades play and whatnot. And then when I was first with PA, I played against the Blades, and I thought it was a really cool moment.
And did you have a lot of friends and family there?
Yeah, all my friends, all my family came, and it was a pretty unique experience for sure. It was really cool. I was kind of hometown kid, so it was packed in there, so it was really cool.
You probably sold out half the building yourself.
Yeah, in that rink in Warman, yeah, we did. It was amazing, really.
Since you're from Manitoba, does this mean you're a Jets fan at all, or what NHL team do you kind of root for?
I like Colorado. I like Colorado. I like Makar, obviously. I mean, he's always one of the best D-men in the league, so I like him. And I like Dallas too. I like Jamie Benn. He's good. So.
Well, those two teams are kind of heavy front loaded with the West. They're always in the conversation for winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And I think a pretty forward I like to watch is Kucherov too, off Tampa. He's pretty wicked. So
he has a wicked shot.
Yeah, he does.
Like, this guy, he catches and releases in one motion, and I'm just like, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It's unreal.
Are you a fan of other teams? Like I'm talking MLB, NFL. Like, do you follow those at all?
I follow a little bit of NFL, but nothing crazy. I mean, I like Pittsburgh Steelers. That's kind of like my team, I guess. But me and my dad both like that team. We both watch it a lot, and that's pretty much about it, really.
Before getting drafted to the Raiders, like you mentioned, you played with the Prince Albert Mentos. How did they get you ready for the WHL?
I think they did a lot of development. So I was coming there young. I was a young guy on the team, and they developed me as best I can. And then I guess it was kind of hard with COVID because it was COVID at that time. So I kind of missed a year of development that way. But then that's when I kind of went to the SJ, and I got a lot of development there in the junior level, and then kind of just kept building from there.
How did you adapt your training because of the pandemic?
I just do a lot of kind of just workout at homes, like a lot of online training, training videos and stuff like that with my trainer, and it was good. It was a struggle for sure at times. Like, it was a grind, but kind of got through it, and it was good. It worked out.
In 2019, you got drafted in the fourth round by the Raiders. What do you remember from that day?
I remember with my family, we're in the living room. We were kind of just watching the draft. Like, it was really exciting. Obviously, like, I stood up and I jumped, and it was awesome, especially to kind of like almost a hometown kid getting drafted, because my parents are from PA, so it was pretty cool that way.
How did you end up celebrating that moment?
We kind of just, I don't know, really, like, we kind of partied a little bit, but nothing crazy. Like, I mean, it was just a congratulations for sure, but it was just cool because I was playing midget hockey there already, so it's kind of like move your bag down the hallway to the Raider room, so it's pretty cool.
And now you're officially in the WHL. Like, you made it. That's huge.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked. It's pretty cool.
You got your first taste of WHL action in 2021. How vital was it to take in as much info to, you know, gain as much experience in that time period?
It was crazy. It was a lot. Like, I was playing with Caden Gooley and Nolan Allen, those guys. I looked up to those guys for sure. And, you know, they're obviously an unreal D-man. So I was trying to learn as much as I can from them when I was young. And I was 16 at the time, and they're older than me. So I kind of looked up to them and how they played and how they played, treated their bodies after the games and before games and everything like that. So it was good.
Like you mentioned, you had Allen and Gooley as teammates. What about their games did you enjoy the most?
I think just they just both, like, every game, they're just hard hitting, hard in defensive zone, getting the pucks out, fighting, all that kind of stuff. Like, they're just really hard to play against.
And we saw Gooley play that type of style, you know, when the Oil Kings won.
Yeah. Yeah,
He was a huge part of that.
Yeah. He played 4 years in the dub and he won two championships, which is pretty unreal. So,
and you don't, like, to win the dub is such a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And he did it twice too. So it's like, it's nuts.
In the next year, you like you mentioned earlier, you kind of bounced between the dub and the SJ. Did you find that you were getting more playing time in the SJHL? And if so, how beneficial was that to your game at the time?
Yeah, I was getting more ice time in the SJ. Like, I mean, I was getting good minutes in the dub before, like, Gooley and Allen, all those NHL guys came back. But when I was in the SJ, it was very vital for me to get ice time and kind of keep developing and everything like that. And obviously, you want to play as much as you can when you're playing hockey. So that's what I was doing in SJ, and it helped my development a lot.
Was it stressful for you to find a billet family because you were with Nipawin and LaRonge during that one season?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was like that year I was with three teams. Like, I was with PA and then LaRonge and then Nipawin, and it was a tough journey for sure. And I was 17 at the time when that all happened. So I was pretty young and I was getting kind of moved billet to billet, school to school, and I adjusted good and it worked out fine after in the end, and all my builds ended up being really good and really nice, so it helped.
You made the playoffs with the Nipawin Hawks in 2023. What was that atmosphere like for you?
It was awesome. It was really good. It was my first kind of playoff games in junior hockey, so it was amazing. It was hard hitting, it was fast, it was good.
Do you have any playoff superstitions?
No, not really. Like, I used to be really superstitious a couple years ago, but I'm kind of breaking out of that because you can only do so much sometimes. So, I mean, kind of just go to the rink and have fun and have a smile on your face and just play.
Well, I mean, that's the biggest thing that you can remember is just to have fun, right? Like, the days of junior hockey go by so quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
In that first round series, you guys matched up against the Humboldt Broncos. What was the game plan going into the playoffs, specifically against matching up against the Broncos?
I think our goal is to kind of just take them to as long as we can, because I think just in the standings and points, point-wise and stuff, we knew that they're better than us, but we thought we could just take them as long as we can and hold them off, and then if we win, we win. Like, we just kind of keep going, but we did really well in the playoffs, and it was a tough battle for sure, but I was happy with it.
Let's talk about the quick two games that have happened so far with the Wheat Kings this year. The two games, very high scoring. How do you make sure that you guys allow less goals in the upcoming games?
Oh, I think for instance, we play PA tomorrow, and they love playing fast and hard hitting. So I think just getting pucks so clean and getting pucks so fast is, I think, the key, and being and helping our goaltenders for sure. So I think just being more compact as a unit back there, I think it will help a lot.
This Brandon team is seen as kind of a youthful team, I would suggest, since you guys have six rookies. How do you make sure that doesn't make it like a disadvantage for you?
I'm not too sure really. Like, I mean, our rookies that we have right now are definitely have a lot of potential, and that they're definitely will help us a lot. So I mean, I think our four lines and three sets of D are really strong and really good. So I think we just kind of just keep building from there and keep going.
The Wheat Kings traded for Jaden Weans before the season. He was very good in the win against the Warriors over the weekend. How impactful will it be to have his voice and his leadership in the locker room, considering he went on a deep playoff run with the Blades in the last summer?
Really good. I think he's super nice guy. He's really good on the ice, obviously off the ice. He's really nice. He kind of adds that character to our room where he's kind of older and more has more experience, which is what we need. And he can score and play defense, and he can fight and everything like that. So it's kind of what we need.
It's crazy because I had this guy on my podcast like 3 years ago, and I sent him a text, and he's like, "You got in a fight? Like, I never knew that you had that ability."
That's awesome.
Dude, this guy, did he hold his own? Like, I didn't see the fight.
It was a good fight. Yeah, it was a really good fight. He dropped him for sure. Like, it was a good
That's
fight.
crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's always nice when you have a player in your locker room that's able to step up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Every team needs that, so it's good.
So I just have a few rapid fire questions before we end off this interview here. First one is, why do you wear the number five?
Honestly, my favorite number is six. So when I got to Brandon, six was taken. And then when I was number five in Nipawin when I got traded there. So I was like, if they got five, I'll take five. And they had five, so they gave me five. So that's kind of really, that's about it, really, to be honest.
What's your favorite off-ice activity?
We play a lot of ping pong. I like ping pong.
Really?
Yeah, we play a lot of ping pong here. So
Well, a
like,
lot of people have said golf to me. A lot of people have said sewer. Ping pong's a new one. I haven't heard that one before.
yeah, play a lot of ping pong. It's awesome.
Who's the hardest player you've had to defend and why?
I think just when I was on PA, probably Ozzie Weisblatt. I think just in practice, going 1-on-1 against him was super hard. And then I think in the bubble, going against like Krebs and Ridly Greig off Brandon. I think those guys are definitely top guys for sure.
What was the bubble like for you? How did you find it?
It was interesting for sure, like a unique experience. It was obviously awesome to play hockey again, and just it was brutal to not play in front of anybody. But I mean, food was okay. It was just good to play hockey pretty much and hang with the guys, so couldn't
Well, yeah, I
complain.
mean, the OHL never got a season, so
Yeah,
it
exactly.
kind of sucked for me too, because I'm a
Yeah.
huge OHL fan, right? So,
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I couldn't watch anything, I couldn't go to any games. Lucky for you had games to go to.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your favorite TV show or movie, whichever one?
Probably TV show, probably Family Guy.
Okay, that's always a good one.
Yeah. Movie, I'm not really sure. Like I like Jack Reacher, I like Tom Cruise, I like Adam Sandler, I like all those kind of guys, but
Have you seen Mission Impossible?
yeah, the new one, yeah. I did. I saw it in theaters actually.
Massive. That was such a good movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm excited for part two. I can't wait for that to come out.
Yeah, it'll be really good.
As we're closing off this interview here, do you have any advice for younger hockey players?
I think just every hockey player will face adversity sometime down the road, and just kind of just keep working, keep putting your head down, and keep working hard.
Awesome. Well, I'd like to thank again Trey Fouquet for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you again, Trey.
Thank you.